Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swing and a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Yeah, well. Man, you got to love this stuff. Got to love this game and the test that is a 162-game grind through the summer. Royals, they win the finale. They double up the Cubs and take the series on the north side from a team that entered the entered this series with the best record in Major League Baseball. Royals go to their house and take 2 of 3. Final score, good guys 8, Cubbies 4. You know what? I want to get you involved with this show right out of the gate. I really don't want to sway you one way or the other. I want to know where this fan base is after a series like that, after a quote-unquote second-half start like this. A 3-3 road trip ends with the Royals taking 2 of 3 from one of the best teams in Major League Baseball. Phone lines are open for you. The Peterson and Associates phone line, 913-586-7965. I don't want to tell you how to feel. I don't want to sway you one way or the other. I want to know what this series means to you. 913-586-7965, a 3-3 road trip. 3 victories are all led by Salvi, Vinny, and some outstanding starting pitching. Seth Lugo, that pitcher today, he spins his 11th quality start of the season. 11 quality starts in 19 trips to the hill. So the starting pitching continues to be among the best in all of Major League Baseball. Salvi remains as hot as anybody in the sport here in the month of July. Vinny's put up all-star numbers since the month of April ended, and they win without Bobby. I don't mean they win without Bobby doing anything offensively. Bobby doesn't play in the game, and they drop 8 runs on the Chicago Cubs. So, man, those 3 victories, that's the formula. That's how we saw this team win 86 games just a season ago. So are they the 3 wins? Are they the 3 losses? You know, you look at those 3 losses since the All-Star break. One of them, you just tip your cap to Matthew Boyd. Right? Last night, Matthew Boyd was outstanding, and he's been outstanding all season long. That shouldn't be difficult to turn the page after a game like last night. Now, if you factor in what we've watched over the course of the past 3.5 months, okay, maybe it's difficult to turn the page, even after an all-star lefty like Matthew Boyd locks you up. Right, Royals also only scored one run against Cal Quantrill in that series down in Miami. And then the other loss is an extra inning loss in which the Royals overcame an early hole, showed some real grit in that game. So, all-star break is in the rearview mirror. Trade deadline is now just 6 games away. 3 with the Guardians, 3 with the Braves, and then the trade deadline arrives coming up on Thursday. Those are the 6 games ahead of you. The 6 games behind you, post-All-Star break. You drop 2 of 3 to a scrappy Marlins team. You take 2 of 3 from a big-money Cubs ball club. What do you read into it? What do you make of it? Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. The only thing I want to say in this first segment, and then I turn it over to you. I want to get the pulse of this fan base right now. The only thing I want to say is I want to give some love to Tyler Tolbert real quick. Not for the home run. That was a great moment. First career home run, a 2-run blast there in the 6th inning. No, today's MVP air conditioning cool play of the game, Tyler Tolbert turning that 5-4-3 double play in the 2nd inning, just a night after, not even a full night, just a handful of hours after Nick Lofton booted one at 3rd base and the wheels kind of came off for that Royals defense last night. Really hurting. Rich Hill's return to the big leagues. Right? You saw it last night. 2 defensive miscues on the infield, you could say, cost the Royals the game last night. But today, after Vinny's 1st inning 2-run blast, Royals take the lead and Seth Lugo comes back out for the 2nd inning. He walks the 1st batter that he faces and then he gives up an infield single to Dansby Swanson. Nico Hoerner steps up with the tying run on 1st base, and you're thinking, here we go again. Are they really going to give it right back? Hard ground ball right at Tyler Tolbert, who's playing 3rd base for what? The first start at 3rd base in the big leagues, I believe? Wasn't an easy play. He makes a nice pick and starts that 5-4-3 double play. Now, the leadoff walk still came around to score, but just a key play from Tyler Tolbert to allow Seth Lugo to exhale, to allow you and I to exhale, to know in good hands over there at the hot corner. Huge play early that allowed this thing to turn into the laugher that it was. Royals win 8-4. They take the series from Chicago, but that defensive play by the rookie, Tyler Tolbert, that's today's MVP air conditioning cool play of the game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to the MVPKC.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. All right, let's start off out in Topeka. Stefan, you're hitting leadoff this afternoon as the Royals get the record back to 3 games below .500. How's it going out there in Topeka?
Well, I was actually at Wrigley. I'm from Topeka, but I'm up here for work. I got to go to the stadium. Just an awesome, awesome place. My first time there. The best part about being in that stadium was every time we jacked one, just looking at all those fans. And the guy sitting next to me just kept going, well, who the heck is this guy? I've never even heard of his name. That's kind of, you want to gauge my excitement as a fan. When we got other teams sitting there asking who the heck these guys are, that's showing we're doing something right. I'm pumped up. The game was awesome. It was hot as heck, but just a great environment. I'm super excited about what the Royals did this week, and looking forward to the rest of the season, Bert. Have a good day.
I'm glad you had a good time, no doubt about it. Also, I think that's a reflection of where Major League Baseball is in today's landscape. Outside of Bobby Witt, I mean, shoot, Bobby Witt Jr. didn't even start the All-Star game. All right? No need to go down that road. But I appreciate the phone call. 913-586-7965. If you listen to the radio call of Vinny's home run, his 2nd home run, Vinny's two home runs today. Second time in July he's had a multi-homer game. Third time in his career, but two of them have come this month. If you listen to the radio call of his two-run home run in the fifth inning, you would think he was at Kauffman Stadium. Well, other than the fact that they hit home runs. Royals don't really do that this season at Kauffman. They did today, hit four home runs. Royals are now 16-2 when they hit multiple home runs in a game. Let's go to Jack in Overland Park. Jack, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, first, a couple comments. Yeah, I agree with you on Tolbert. What a good guy to have in the organization. He just needs time to grow. But today, what a performance by him. That defensive play and then the home run kind of raises the hair on your arms. But also, as far as the season goes, it seems to me it's been like a roller coaster ride. It's just like you get to that peak and you think, man, this is going to be really exciting. And then, bam, you know, it goes down and then stays down. And it just takes them a while to climb back out of the hole. And it seemed like the bosses is either all the way on or barely trickling. And so that's kind of how
That's baseball for you. That's 162 games across 6 months. That's going to happen, and that's been the case as long as the game's been around. It's very reminiscent of a roller coaster, sure.
Yeah, so and then one question. Yeah, you had mentioned earlier, I think it was last month, but you were kind of thinking Salvi wasn't doing real well, and he had mentioned he thought that he might have to eventually move down to a sixth or seventh spot. Uh-huh. You still see that happening with Salvi?
Well, that was, okay, so we're going back a month. Yeah, that was also back when I was hoping that they would add a bat. But I don't really have that hope anymore. You know, my thought was, you can't ask a 35-year-old catcher to hit cleanup in the summer in Kansas City and expect to win the division. So, you know, a lot's changed since I said that. The division is a wrap. Salvi's tearing the cover off the ball, no doubt about it. Hitting .368 here in the month of July. 15 extra base hits in 18 games with 19 RBIs. Now, Salvi's been studly, but there's no way you can move him down because you don't have any real addition from the outside. Jack Caglione not hitting enough to leapfrog Salvi in the lineup. So, my overall point was, if you want to be a good offense, I think Salvi needs to move down in the lineup. And I said, I still feel that way. But I also don't see it happening because I don't think this team is going to add that type of a bat prior to Thursday's deadline. 913-586-7965. Salvi's now picked up a hit in six straight games. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's South Lanteau. Be in the know and call Jay's South Lanteau. Let's go to Luke in Overland Park. Luke, you're next up on the postgame show on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. How are you?
Good. It's been fun watching these guys play since the All-Star break, except that fluke last night, but today was awesome. Like, I liked the MVP play from Tolbert. He played well today, filling in for Lofton. He's kind of a utility player all around. It's cool to watch that. I'm just happy with the way the team's playing. Hopefully they keep the bats coming when they get home. But question for you, do you think today is the last time we see Lugo in a Royals uniform? I know the deadline's approaching, but think last time we see him, maybe get an outfield bat, or you think it's a little late for that? But, yeah, thanks for my call. That's all I got.
Yeah. Appreciate the phone call, Luke. It's certainly not too late for that. Deadline is still a week away. And the price tag for Seth Lugo is only going to go up. Six innings of two-run baseball today. His ERA now sits at 2.95. That's top 20 in Major League Baseball. Gives his team, on average, six innings every time he takes the ball. He's done just that in 12 of his last 16 starts. It's a game of chicken right now. Do you run him back out there for that series at Kauffman Stadium against the Braves? Right, Lugo's day would likely pop up on Tuesday. Monday or Tuesday, right? With the off day tomorrow, I guess you could throw him on Monday, but you know, here's the thing. If I'm John Sherman, if I'm J.J. Piccolo, I know Seth Lugo is valuable. He's going to be valuable next Thursday all the way up until the 5 o'clock deadline. We got six games coming up at home. We've had real high hopes for this team all season, and we've preached those high hopes to our fan base. They sit just three games below 500. Unless you blow my doors off for an offer, I'm not letting Seth Lugo go just yet. Now, I might run him out there next week against Atlanta. You know, if I'm J.J. Piccolo, I want it to be known to every other general manager in the sport. If you call about Lugo, you better come correct. Because I got an owner and a fan base that expected a winner this season. And if you take Seth Lugo, I'm admitting to both, we're losers. Because if you move Seth Lugo, the team can't replace him. Can't replace him in the rotation. Can't replace him as far as the power structure of this team. Again, the reason why the Royals just put together a 3-3 road trip is because Salvi, Vinny, Bobby, and that outstanding starting rotation that tonight put forth its 47th quality start. That's top three in Major League Baseball. Only the Phillies and Rays have more. So no, and I don't think that someone will make an offer good enough to pry Lugo away prior to his next start. But deadlines make deals, and the deadline is, again, coming up Thursday, 5 o'clock, Kauffman Stadium time. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's also our text line number. But the Peterson and Associates phone line, 913-586-7965. Let's go to Zach in Olathe. Zach, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Thanks for taking my call. Want to start out by saying I love watching the Royals get hot like this, and it's fun to watch. And I hate to sound negative coming up, but I've listened to you all year, and honestly, this team has had more downs than ups. I'm not confident this team can make a run to make it to the playoffs, let alone a deep run. So if I'm J.J., I think we need to strike while the thing's hot with Lugo. He's not controllable. Get an outfielder that can, you know, either play this year or next year. I don't know. But my last question would be, what would you think about a Lugo plus one of our catching prospects, say Jensen or a Blake Mitchell, for Jaron Duran and maybe a lottery pitcher? Thank you.
I love Jaron Duran. And you look at the team control, Royals would have him in 2026 and 2027 and 2028. I think it's fantastic. I think it's a fantastic idea. Yeah, I'd part with Seth Lugo and Blake Mitchell to bring Jaron Duran. Plug him at the top of the lineup. I'll figure out something to do with Jonathan India. I mean, he can still run around at second base, I guess. But yeah, the speed, power combo of Duran, Bobby, Mikel coming at you in the first inning. Good night, Loretta. Oh, baby. Yeah, I would do that for sure. Thanks for the phone call. 913-586-7965. Royals double up the Cubs. They take the series on the north side. Final score, 8-4. Let's go to Alex in Greenwood. You're next up on the postgame show on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, thanks for taking my call. I'm pumped about the win today. I'm pumped about winning the series. Pasquantino was playing out of his mind. But I got a bone to pick. For those of you guys that weren't listening last night, we had a caller from Texas suggesting we should send Caglione down to AAA. I mean, what an absolute clown. Does he think outfielders grow on trees? What, are we going to pull Mike Trout out of our back pocket?
No, maybe he just wanted MJ to get here a little bit quicker. Yeah, I appreciate the phone call. Yeah, listen. If you listen to this show every night, you're going to hear something crazy every single night. You know, Salvi's been cut a few times already this year by callers. Vinny's been optioned to Omaha. Cags was called up on opening day, and then, yeah, I mean, that's – but that's why we have the show. Nice hearing from you. Let's go to Mitch in Overland Park. Mitch, you're on 96.5 to 3. Go ahead.
Thanks, Vern. I was more leaning toward letting Lugo go, but if I'm the manager and my job is to put my best team out there and try to win games, I think I'm throwing Lugo against the Braves. As far as what happens beyond that, that's up to the GM. But the one thing, one comment I called you last night, I was going to say about Caglione, number one, he's 22. Number two, if you look back at the history of the Royals, there were a lot of great players that did not, you know, tear it up right when they got to Kansas City, one of them being George Brett. Moustakas got sent down, et cetera. I think he's done okay in the outfield, and the one good sign, if people really watch this kid, he's hitting the ball up the middle and hitting the opposite field. He hit one out to left. I think that's a good sign. I mean, he's got a long way to go, but it's certainly nice to see, you know, hitting four out. It just shows you the difference of playing in Wrigley versus Kauffman, man. The ball, yeah. The wind's blowing out. They're going to score more runs, but I'd hang on to Lugo now. I did see the post about getting Duran. I saw something on the internet. I love Duran. I think he'd really help. They're talking about giving up one of our catching prospects. But, you know, stranger things have happened. We're not that far out. If, you know, just don't give up. You know, don't give up on him. And last thing, Vern, Cole Reagan's being out is a big factor when it comes to our pitching staff. We wouldn't have had to bring up a 45-year-old veteran if we still had Cole Reagans in the rotation. People forget about that. So anyway, I hope next time Walk is out, they can score more runs from him. I saw the stat that he's the lowest run support in the league right now. That needs to change because he's been better than that. But anyway, thanks for taking the call, and let's hope the homestand brings some wins. Take care.
Michael Wacha on the hill to start the homestand coming up on Friday. Squares off with Cleveland right-hander Gavin Williams. It's a 7:10 first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 6 o'clock live inside Kauffman Stadium. Royals now 50-53. It's an identical record to that of the Cleveland Guardians. Four games back of the Boston Red Sox for the final wildcard spot. Why am I telling you that? Get to 500, and then we'll talk about stuff like that. Royals win today 8-4. We'll get back to your thoughts after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
All right, I know some of you are about to get out of work, and then you start thinking, all right, what are we having for dinner tonight? You know what? I don't want to think about it. And then you just go and you go out to eat, right? You stop off at some garbage fast food place, and you spend way too much money. Or you go home, and you fix up the same old thing. You're so tired of it. Well, that sounds like what my wife and I used to do before Guaranteed Foods. But now, with Guaranteed Foods, having that huge variety of healthy food, it's a game changer. We have a better option now. Quick and easy to fix options at our fingertips 24/7. I'm talking tender, all-natural USDA choice steaks, pork chops, delightful seafood, chicken breast burgers, and so much more. Now, what's maybe best is with Guaranteed Foods, there are no hassles trying to steal our time, no impulse buys at the grocery store, no picked-over selections that have been laying at the grocery store all day. Man, it's just the better way to feed your family. Get the facts today. Check it out for yourself.
888-5000. Guaranteed Foods. Or GuaranteedFoods.com.
Hey, Kansas City, it's Dusty Likens, and in case you didn't already know, I'm here to tell you that you can watch all the shows here on 96.5 The Fan across all our social media channels. That's right. If you want to see our smiling faces as we talk about the best sports fans and teams in the country, subscribe to our YouTube channel or watch on Twitter, Facebook, and Twitch. Wake up with us eat lunch with us, and go home with us. Your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Pitch to Vinny, and he hammers one to deep right field. Back goes the right fielder Suzuki, and gone. Vinny Pasquantino. Well, Vinny made him pay plus one. And it's 2-0 Royals.
Yeah, made him pay is right. Well, the Hall of Famer said it. Of course it's right. Denny Matthews on the call, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan. Again, the things that good teams do. Things that this team, well, just hasn't done very often this season. Capitalize on mistakes. Top of the first inning, Seiya Suzuki in right field just straight up drops a fly ball off of the bat of Adam Frazier. So Frazier's on second base. Michael Garcia lays down a perfect bunt to get him to third. And then Vinny, as you just heard, first pitch, fastball, elevated, inner third. 406 feet over the right field wall, his 16th home run. Vinny would hit number 17 later on in the game. Another two-run home run. Vinny now with 61 RBIs on the season. That's just shy of Salvi, who leads the team with 62. Salvi also had a two-run home run. Tyler Tolbert had a two-run home run as well. Royals take the finale on the north side of Chicago, 8-4, the final score. And if you go back to the beginning of May, May 1st, since the beginning of May, Vinny Pasquantino's hitting .306 with an OPS of .851. That's an all-star. That's the best first baseman in the American League Central. That's one of the best first basemen in the American League. Big day today for Vinny Pasquantino, and he received the Joel Goldberg on-field treatment after the game on FanDuel Sports Network.
I think those guys spent a little time talking about the new haircut. I'll focus on the swing because it was pretty right from the get-go. What's the game plan stepping into the box, first batter, or for your first at-bat, and you see that fastball?
Just find a way to get him in from third. I hope you guys talked a lot about Mikey's bunt. Set me up there real nicely, so it was a good team effort today. It started with that. Thank you.
There's a little ice-filled cup from Bobby. All right, you're talking about Michael, the small ball, the importance of small ball.
Yeah, just, you know, just in the first inning, being able to hit with a guy at third, one out, they bring the infield in, you try to get something in the air, and I was able to hit it good enough to get out. We're just trying to get one there, but, you know, we'll always take two.
Looked like he probably was trying to make some adjustments to you. The second at bat is longer, beautiful double, not seeing as many fastballs at that point. What's the adjustment for you?
It's just the chess game. Figure out what he's trying to do to you, try to have a good game plan and be ready to go. Try not to think too much. Don't get too in your head about what's coming. Just be reactive and try to be a good hitter.
What do you make of this place? Your first time, you said you saw it as a kid growing up, but it's your first chance to be here playing at Wrigley. Same for Tyler Tolbert and his first. What would you describe this experience like?
Yeah, it's a really cool environment, but more importantly, we were able to come in here and take 2 out of 3. So that's a really nice series for us. It ended up being a pretty good road trip at 3-3. So a day off tomorrow and a big series with Cleveland coming up this weekend. We'll be ready for it.
That's the mouthpiece of this team. That's Vinny Pasquantino, a 2-run home run in the first. He roasted a 1-out double in the third, another 2-run home run in the fifth, and a 1-out walk in the 7th inning. An outstanding day from the Pasquatch, and he is today's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. And for being named Player of the Game, he'll receive a delicious gourmet dinner for two from Guaranteed Foods, delivered to the Pasquantino's home, courtesy of Guaranteed Foods. So congratulations to our Player of the Game, Vinny Pasquantino, one of two Royals to have a multi-hit performance. The other, of course, the captain, Salvador Perez. All right, let's go back to the phone calls. 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Let's go to Caden in Gardner. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Caden, go ahead.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing great. After that Royals win, that was a great win. I loved it. I love what they did today, hitting it. But I still think where they are right now as a team that were sellers, I think right now Lugo's got to go, and I would even say Estevez has to go. I just don't think we're in a position right now to really do anything if we make it to the postseason.
Yeah, I'm not going to fight you on that. Caden, I appreciate the phone call. The only pushback I'll give you is I don't think they have to trade Carlos Estevez. If you get the good deal, yeah, pull the trigger. Adios. But it's not my job to save John Sherman money. The team's better with Carlos Estevez on it this year and next year. So I'm fine paying him to be on this team. But yeah, if the right deal comes along, I can part with Carlos Estevez. But I also feel that way about Angel Zerpa and John Schreiber, two guys that are going to get sizable pay increases next season. 913-586-7965. That's the phone number, the Peterson and Associates phone line. Peterson Law Firm, don't wait. Call the 8s or visit petersonlawfirm.com. Let's go to Bob in Midtown. You're next up on the postgame show as the Royals win 8-4. Go ahead, Bob.
Aaron, thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
So going into this series, you asked all of us, like, what did we need to see from the team in order to believe? And I saw
threshold?
A couple of things. Unexpected. One in particular, I thought it was a lot of fun seeing MJ get called up and being in the dugout and even going into left field. If he's able to come back and mash, that's huge. The other thing I wanted to see as a fan, I wanted to see them at least win this series. If they swept it, great. But at least win it, and they won it with authority. The wind helped us hit more home runs, sure, but the wind was going for the Cubs too, and we out hit them over the weekend. That was a lot of fun to see. I'm pretty close to believing again.
That's nice to hear. Royals outscored the Cubs by 6 runs over the course of this 3-game series. Appreciate the phone call, Bob. Let's go to Bob in Overland Park. You're next up on 96.5 The Fan. What's going on, Bob?
Hey, thanks. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I know this isn't me a fan favorite, but if the Royals truly, and J.J. Piccolo wants to run this like a business, this would be the best time to put a deal together with Lugo and Salvador Perez to make a trade, because Salvi's always, he's already won us a World Series. He's already been there. He's never going to have a month like this again.
Salvia's 10-5, right? So you can't trade him without him giving you the green light.
I think if he went to a contender, he would say yes, because it's the, he's in the sunset of his career. And I mean, sure, you trade him the Oakland A's, he'd say no. You trade him Pittsburgh Pirates, no. But if you trade him to a contender like the Dodgers or somebody, he would say yes in a second. You know, because we will never get as much from Savvy, you know, as we are right now. Him and Lugo would set the Royals up for the next 4 to 5 years. Yeah. And that's what you got to look at.
Sure. Yeah, well, I appreciate the phone call. And I understand your point about if they're really going to treat this like a business. I get what you're saying. You don't let someone leave for nothing. You want to sell when the stock is high. And a 35-year-old stock is never going to be higher than when he's hitting 368 here in the month of July. Now, I get it. But if you're running it like a business, you know, McDonald's isn't firing Ronald McDonald. And, you know, you trade Salvador Perez right now, and, boy, you lose a lot of people. You make a lot of people very angry. Now, honestly, if they don't bring Salvi back next year, you know, that is a smart, I can't even say it's a smart business move, but that's more of a business decision than trading him at the deadline, and that will still lead many to revolt. Another issue with trading Salvi at the deadline is, you know, you're throwing him to a new pitching staff. You know, Salvi's not a backup catcher, right? You see backup catchers moved at the deadline. Guys that are defensive first catchers often get moved at the deadline. But an everyday guy, a starting catcher, a middle-of-the-lineup bat, you don't see that happen all that often because he doesn't know the pitching staff. And if I'm going to be down there calling pitches every single game, boy, that's a crash course of learning these 13 guys and building a relationship with them. That's tough to do midseason. So I don't see Salvi getting moved, but I agree with your point when it comes to Seth Lugo. Thanks for the phone call. 913-586-7965. Let's go to Ron in Lee Summit. Ron, you're on 96.5 The Fan as the Royals get the record back to 3 games below .500. Go ahead.
Thank you, Vern. Going into Wrigley and winning a series this year with that team is no small thing. So I'm excited about that. But realistically, in my 50 years of watching baseball, I don't know if I've ever seen a team squander so much great pitching as the Royals have this year. But I'm trying to be positive after this, because on the other side of that, ask 29 other teams. You're not guaranteed to have this level of pitching maybe ever again. So it would be a shame to have to sell during that season. So I say, I kind of agree with you. Either they wow us or we stick and stay and play. And that goes for this week. If the Royals have a good week, the offense continues to be what we've seen. The pitching continues to be that. It looks like maybe we're climbing back in it. I say stay and fight, fight, fight. If not, if it starts to be a bad homestand, maybe you reconsider.
Thanks for the phone call. I think the only comparison you can make as far as Royals history is concerned are those early 70s teams. Because I look at this Royals pitching staff. They're now through 103 games, an ERA of 3.5. A Royals pitching staff hasn't hit game 103 with an ERA that low since 1978. Only 4 pitching staffs in the franchise's history have gotten off to a start as good as this one. Now, Royals, 50-53. The 1972 team had an ERA of 3.2, and they were 5 games below .500. So, you know, maybe you bend the ear of Denny Matthews for a few stories from those 72 Kansas City Royals. Thanks for the phone call. 913-586-7965. Royals take 2 of 3 at Wrigley as Salvi cements his legacy as the greatest Royal in Wrigley Field history. Salvi's 6 home runs at Wrigley are the most by any Royal. 10 RBI, the most by any Royal. 14 games at Wrigley is the most by any Royal. And he matches Carlos Beltran with a pair of hits today, giving Salvi 13 at the friendly confines. Let's go back to the phone calls. Again, 913-586-7965. That's the phone number. We go to Tom in Kansas City. You're next up on the postgame show. Tom, go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Vern. This was a good series. Kind of going back to earlier call, what do we need to see from the Royals? I mean, the last four of the six games, they've scored seven runs or more. And so even though they maybe didn't win that one last Friday night, I just want people to stop this conversation about Quintero and switching managers. He's doing a phenomenal job. Today, the lineup with Bobby out and Lofton on the IL, I thought he did a fabulous job managing. I don't think we move Lugo. The one thing I have is Cleveland coming into the K. And what do we need to do to get Cleveland out of our heads? Because there's two teams that get in our heads more than any other. That's Cleveland and the Yankees. And so what do you see happening here with Cleveland? If we win the series, you know, as far as moving people, I don't think we move any of our starters. How can you do that? So I just want to know what your thoughts are. What do we got to do to get Cleveland out of our head? Thanks. I'll take it off here.
Well, if they're in your head, I would say respectfully, man up. You know, if they're in your head, it's because you allowed them in your head, because you saw Emmanuel Clase hit Jonathan India in the head and you really didn't do anything to retaliate. Yeah, I don't know if Cleveland's in their head. I don't think the Yankees are in their head. The Yankees just own them. Royals are just dominated by the Yankees. They want to change it, beat them. What do they need to do on this upcoming homestand? Win. But again, guys. No, you know what? I'm not trying to sway anyone today. I'm trying to leave the show to you. This team's had 103 opportunities to make us feel some kind of way about them. The uneasiness in your voice, Tom, that's because you've been watching these 103 games. And you know that, hey, yeah, they've scored seven or more runs four times since the All-Star break. Great. You don't know if that's going to last, and it doesn't sound like you believe that's going to last. Because they've done it... four times. They did it 14 times over the course of the first 95 games this season. I can't say the old adage of, hey, win your series at home, go 500 on the road. The Royals have blown that already when they dropped 2 of 3 to the New York Mets on this recent homestand. When you drop 2 of 3 to the Miami Marlins, again, taking 2 of 3 from the Cubs is big. It allows you to still dream. But you still need magic. You still need a lot of help. I hate saying it, but you likely need a few injuries to pop up on those teams ahead of you. It was nice to take 2 of 3 from the Cubs, but you better take 2 of 3 when you lose in Miami, when you get swept at home by Oakland, when you win only a few games at home for the entire month of June. Royals are still below 500, ladies and gentlemen. Let's not talk about them like they're not. Can they turn it around? Sure. But even if you take 2 of 3 from Cleveland, you still have a losing record. They need to get hot. They need to get hot, and they need some help, and they need some magic. They don't hold the cards right now. Odds are not in their favor. What they do have is an outstanding pitching staff and three bats that look like they're alive. If that's enough that you're willing to roll the dice with Seth Lugo and say, well, let him leave for nothing, I'm not going to tell you you're wrong. But you know where I stand. I've made that perfectly clear. Royals win today 8-4. They take the series on the north side. We'll take our final quick timeout. Get back to your phone calls after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Did you realize that up to, or do you realize that up to 70% of food in grocery stores is not
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com.
plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Healthy.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Here's another 3-2 pitch. Swung on and hit high and deep to left field. Back goes Hap to the ivy and gone. Salvi has another home run against the National League.
Crazy. 9 home runs in his last 49 trips to the dish. Salvador Perez is team leading 18th on the season. A 7-pitch battle with Cubs right-hander Colin Ray. It ends with Salvi going deep. A fastball down and in, golfed over the wall in left field. Good for career home run number 291. He's now just 26 away from matching George Brett's franchise record and only 20 homers shy of another Hall of Famer, Pudge Rodriguez, who sits 7th on baseball's all-time home run leaderboard for catchers. Salvi's two-run shot was one of 4 two-run homers today for the Royals as they double up the Cubs and win the series 8-4, the final score. Royals are now on pace to go 79-83. How many wins is it going to take to grab that final wild card spot? The team that's in that position right now, the Boston Red Sox, are on pace to win 84 games. Royals need to win 34 of the final 59 to reach 84 victories. That's 34 and 25 from here on out. 9 games above 500. Can they do it? 913-586-7965 is our phone number. That's 913-586-7965. We go back to the Peterson and Associates phone line. And we talk with David in Kansas City. David, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Vern, I'm juiced up. I'm not paid enough to be rational and worry about contracts. I get to ride the highs and spit at the lows and, you know, go behind the shed and puke like I do when they make the 4.5 earned run average look like Cy Young. But yeah, I'm feeling high today. And I want to just embrace the highs. That's part of the joy of sports, is enjoying the moments, the high moments. And we don't always have that many of them. And I was saying today, as they win, like, this is what they do. They score a bunch of runs, then they put zero, and then they score runs, and they win. But this is different. Some of the other calls have said it. We haven't beat – the Royals haven't beaten a team of this caliber regularly. This year or last year, they beat up on the bad teams last year. And they fared okay against the really good teams. This was the team with the best record, I believe, in the majors, or at least the National League, when the series started out. And they took it to them. It feels like some things are starting to click. I was on hold when the caller was suggesting trading Salvador Perez, and I wanted to spit and fight and get dusted up over that. The only reason the Royals should trade Salvador Perez at this point is if they lose 14 in a row and he comes to the front office begging to be traded. You don't come back from a trade like that, the face of your franchise, the heart and soul of the club over the last, 10, 12 years, just to get, a couple prospects, piece some things together. You're not going to get something better than what you're giving away in the shorter, I'd even say in the long term. I mean, maybe they could piece something together, but to me, that's ridiculous, especially the way he's turned things around here over the last handful of games. I feel like things are starting to click with Vinny. If the Royals can put together 4 out of 6, the only thing I'm selling is my disc pads, brakes, rotors, and brake line, and it's all gas going forward. That's all I got, Vern.
David, nice to hear from you. Salvi's only 10 RBIs away from matching Amos Otis for fourth most in Royals franchise history. Let's go to Phil in Shawnee. Phil, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
12 home runs since the break. That's the difference. 12 home runs since the break. They have 85 home runs as a team this year. That's half of what they had last year, 170, and they played 101 games. Last year, they had Melendez, 17 home runs. They had Renfro, 15 home runs. They had Massey, 14 home runs. Those three players have provided 3 long balls this year. Are we going to get somebody in a trade that's going to give us more long balls so it's just one swing of the bat produces a run instead of 3 swings of the bat producing a run? I don't think we are. And if we're not, I think we hang on to Lugo. Somebody's really got to offer us something that gets the ball over the wall with one swing for that to happen.
Great phone call. I agree. Phil, I agree with you across the board. 85 home runs this season for the Royals. 60 of the 85 have come on the road. No doubt. This team's been searching for power all season. Massey, Melendez, Renfro, you were expecting one of them, and instead you've received nothing from all of them. Cags and John Rave coming up big with some big flies on this road trip, a 3-3 road trip. Phil, always nice hearing from you. Let's stay in Shawnee. Let's talk with Vicky. You're next up on the postgame show, Vicky. Royals win 8-4. How you feeling?
Well, it's okay to win. I can handle losses if they're consistent. But they have not had consistency all season. We will not go to playoffs or anything.
Well, they've had consistent pitching all season.
Well, do not get rid of pitchers because we couldn't trade for anybody. I just want to say I can handle the losses if they're consistent, but they haven't been consistent.
But if they're consistent, they wouldn't be losing, Vicky.
Thank you. I'm just very passionate about my Royals. And if they, what that caller said, they have a mental breakdown when it comes to Yankees and Cleveland. Why are they doing that? The batter is the guy that's supposed to mentally mess up the pitcher. It's not the other way around. Now, the Royals know how to do that. And if they are consistent, we could be in the playoffs. But if we're not consistent, we'll never be there, and it's just not fair.
Well, that's the bottom line, Vicky. Life ain't fair. I appreciate the phone call. Opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7965, to go back to what Phil was talking about. Yeah, I think that's a fair edict to send, or to set, I should say. Don't trade Seth Lugo unless you bring me someone that can hit the ball over the wall. I like that. I mean, I'm going to have a tough time watching Seth Lugo pitch in September for a team that's not in the race. If that happens, I'm going to have a tough time watching it. Although, that is a fair point. I'm not looking for A-ball prospects. I'm looking for someone that can help this team in 2026. And shoot, this Cubs team, they need a right-handed starting pitcher. And I know they have multiple outfielders down in AAA that are blocked. Owen Cassie, of course, being the biggest of names. If you could get 6 years of that, their top prospect, for 2.5 months of Seth Lugo, man, I'd do that all day. I don't think the Cubs are starting the negotiation, though, with Owen Casey. Because if they were, I think that trigger would have already been pulled by J.J. Piccolo. All right, we go back to the Peterson and Associates phone line, 913-586-7965. Tyler in Kansas City, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Yeah, good series win. I like Vinny's attitude at the after-game interview. You know, 3-3, but off to Cleveland. I like to stay the focus. But my question for you is, so you educate me on this, is because I got a busy schedule, so I really just follow the Royals. I really don't follow any other baseball team.
That's all most people are. That's all good. Yep.
Yeah, so this Durant they're talking about. I know they're talking about Seth Lugo and a catching prospect of ours, either it be Carter Jensen or the younger guy. I can't think of his name. Mm-hmm. My question is, Freddie Freeman, you know, last year I felt like a lot of ball teams would have been happy to have him as a starting catcher. I don't feel sure. Like this year he's had such a year like he did last year. Do you think, does Freddie Freeman fit in these plans in the future for the Royals? Do you think he has any kind of trade buzz? And I'll be happy to take this off the air, but I was just curious because, I hate to see to give up a prospect like Carter Jensen, who might be long-term compared to that Duran. Now, don't get me wrong, our owner, Sherman, has definitely proven that he's willing to pay players. So, obviously, I know they said 3 years control for that Duran, if I remember right. If he does good, I have no doubt Sherman would be offered to pay him. But I was just getting your thoughts. Educate me on Freeman, and I appreciate it. Thanks, Vern.
Yeah, Freddie Freeman would certainly be attractive. This is a Gold Glove caliber catcher. But again, mid-season trades for, and I view Freddie, if you're seeking out Freddie Freeman, if I'm J.J. Piccolo and you're calling me trying to pry Freddie Freeman away, this isn't Martin Maldonado. This isn't Christian Vasquez. This isn't some defensive first veteran that, this isn't Luke Maley. Freddie Freeman's a guy that I think could start for 10, 15 teams around Major League Baseball. Shoot, he could be your opening day starter next season, depending on how things play out this offseason with Salvi. Now, how much longer is Freddie going to be this Gold Glove caliber defender? He turns 31 next May. Personally, I think I'd like to keep Freddie around at least for a couple more years. I think Freddie would make that transition from Salvi to Carter Jensen, from Salvi to Blake Mitchell. He could really help make that seamless. Trading a catcher is always difficult, again, because he's learning a whole new pitching staff and he needs to do it real quick for a team that's in the playoff race. We don't really have a honeymoon here. We're trying to win. So, no, I personally don't see why the Royals would want to move Freddie Freeman. I could see other teams being interested, but I'd be surprised to learn that a team's making the type of offer that would actually make me consider parting with Freddie Freeman. Appreciate the phone call. 913-586-7965. I think I hit on everything that you wanted there. Really just a question about trading Freddie Freeman, right? Now, personally, a guy like Blake Mitchell, 20 years of age. Ramon Ramirez, 20 years of age. These guys are unlikely to help the big league club until 2028. Now, 2027, if they're superstars, right? If Ramirez or Mitchell turns into the next great catcher, maybe they're helping you by 2027. Now, Freddie Freeman's going to help you this year, next year, and the year after that. Jarren Duran would help you this year, next year, the year after that, and then the year after that. Jarren Duran, for the past three seasons, has been better than league average as far as a hitter. He's an electric factory on the base paths. He's a solid defender, a quality clubhouse guy. All-star game MVP just a season ago. Yeah, his numbers are down this year compared to the previous two campaigns. But there's been a lot going on out there in Boston, right? You're trading Rafi Devers. You're calling up all sorts of different prospects. And suddenly, Jaren Duran goes from being a fan favorite, one of the faces of the franchise, to now you're on the trade block. So I can look past his slightly down offensive numbers here in 2025. He won't turn 29 for another month and a half. Nice to hear from you. Thanks for the phone call, Tyler. Let's go to David in Kansas City. David, you're next up on the postgame show on 96.5 The Fan. We lost David. How about Garrett in Olathe? Garrett, always nice to hear from you, pal. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my phone call, Vern. And look, the bats have been high, especially Salvador Perez. And I have two questions. First, if we don't trade for Jaren Duran, what are your thoughts on Mickey Moniak? He's hitting like 270 with like 15 home runs and 69 hits. And then also, do you think that Salvador Perez could break George Brett's record, home run record, by the All-Star break of next year? I'll listen off air, Vern.
Oh, definitely. 26 home runs. I mean, the way that he's going, he could have it by the end of this year. Certainly. Real quick, the Jaren Duran conversation for those listening going, when did this start? Now, you've heard me mention his name dating back to when the Red Sox traded Rafi Devers to the Giants. You know, that was the first instance where you're thinking, okay, maybe they are open for business. And I've been a fan of Jaren Duran for quite a while now. But Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic mentioned Duran to the Royals in his article earlier today. Ken Rosenthal, of course, one of the best to do it. Mickey Moniak, right? Former number one overall pick. Just turned 27. Finally starting to show what made him go 1-1 to the Phillies back in 2016. Listen, you know, there are no bad ideas when you're the worst run-scoring offense in franchise history like this team is. But what am I giving up to acquire Mickey Moniak? Because I don't imagine the Colorado Rockies are all that interested in Seth Lugo. Am I parting with a prospect to bring in Moniak, who, again, has had a nice run here of late? But he's never really done it for a full season. He's been a bust for the most part, so I'm not really willing to part with all that much. But, hey, you want to see him in the corner outfield? You want to give him a try there with John Rave, with MJ Melendez, with Michael Massey, with all of these guys that we're also desperate to see some power from? Sure. Why not? Throw him in there. Let's go to John in Overland Park. John, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, first-time caller coming back from Wrigley. Nice. I think 34 and 25, what you mentioned, is very doable. I was just kind of curious what your thoughts are. Is it pretty too soon to discuss about Cleveland, whether Indians or Guardians?
Well, they're called the Guardians, but, yeah, I mean, if you want to be like that, you call them whatever you want. I really don't care. I appreciate the phone call. I mean, unless you're talking about the series, thanks for waiting on hold for that. Look, the Indians are a losing team and you're a losing team. Prove to me that you're not a losing team. Right? Royals and Guardians both sitting at 50 and 53 so far this season. Both of them waving the white flag, if we're being honest, when it comes to winning this division. But yeah, they each could convince themselves that they're still in it. Trade deadline is now just 1 week away. Royals take Thursday off, both this Thursday and trade deadline Thursday, 1 week away. But they open up a three-game series with the Cleveland Guardians coming up on a Friday night. It's a 7:10 first pitch, and the on-deck show begins at 6 o'clock. I just realized why he brought that up. I forgot that stuff's back in the news. You want to know how I... No, I'm not. Who cares? You know, I'm not getting distracted by that garbage. Royals Guardians coming your way from Kauffman Stadium. Don't forget, I'll give you a chance to win some tickets to a game against the Guardians. I got tickets to the Washington Nationals series. Be listening to the On Deck Show Friday at 6 o'clock live from Kauffman Stadium. Coming up next, it is The Drive with Carrington Harrison, Rob Brenton. They'll be continuing this Royals conversation. I'm sure there's some news going on with the Chiefs from up in training camp. Royals win 8-4. That's going to do it for us. I'll talk to you live from the K Friday night beginning at 6 o'clock, the final homestand before the trade deadline. Do we see Seth Lugo in a Royals uniform Friday night at Kauffman Stadium? I would assume so. But you never know. Hand things off to C-Dot and Rob, and I'll talk to you Friday night from the K. Kansas City, I appreciate you listening. Royals, I appreciate you showing up. Way to go. Keep swinging it. Talk to you Friday. Take care.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.